This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever whatever's on your mind with the toll-free number 800-259-9231. It is the Wednesday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
Once again, that number, 800-259-9231. Well, according to the newscientist.com, perhaps all this Big Brother stuff isn't so bad, according to them. We all know the scene, the departmental coffee room with the price list for tea and coffee on the wall and the honesty box where you pay for your drinks, or not, because no one's watching.
Right.
In a finding that will have office managers everywhere scurrying for the photocopier, researchers have discovered that merely a picture of watching eyes nearly trebled the amount of money, nearly trebled, I guess that means tripled, is that like a... UK
trebled?
Version of triple?
I've heard the term used before. I haven't really questioned it.
Trebled the amount of money put in the box. Melissa Bateson and colleagues at Newcastle University, UK, put up new price lists each week in their psychology department coffee room. Prices were unchanged, but each week there was a photocopied picture at the top of the list, measuring 15 by 3 centimeters, of either flowers or the eyes of real faces. The faces varied, but the eyes always looked directly at the observer. In weeks with the eyes on the list, staff paid 2.76 times as much for their drinks as in weeks with flowers.
That's a notable difference.
That's
yeah, that is.
Frankly, we were staggered by the size of the effect, according to one of the researchers. Eyes are known to be a powerful perceptual signal for humans. People behave more cooperatively when they're being watched by a cute image of a robot or even abstract eye spots on a computer screen.
Hmm.
But this, says Roberts, is the first time anyone has observed the effect in a natural situation with people using their own money. It could have far-reaching implications. In previous experiments, people consistently appeared...
This is a great cheap experiment. I think it's...
That's a good idea.
People consistently appear to behave more generously than they needed to for their own self-interest, even when told their actions were totally anonymous. This has led an influential school of economists to argue that altruism in humans is innate, rather than being based on cynical self-interest. But if just a photocopied pair of eyes can treble honestly, the Newcastle team suspects that these previous experiments may somehow have been spoiled by subliminal clues that made people feel like they were being watched. In other words, self-interest may play a large part after all, with people feeling the need to be seen as honest. Those results might need to be re-examined, according to one of the researchers. Meanwhile, the Newcastle team wants to repeat the work with more people in different situations, perhaps posting pictures of eyes where tickets are sold for public transport. They would also like to discover what kind of eyes work best.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting results.
Piercing blue ones, perhaps.
So, not actually talking about whether or not there's a camera in the work, in your back office where the honesty box is, but I bet if you put a camera there and alerted all of the employees to the fact that there was a camera there, you'd probably have some different results at that point, too.
Or a camera with some eyes on it.
Ooh, there you go.
Ooh.
How about big googly eyes?
Kind of shake around.
Yeah.
Shake them and the little pupils move around.
Do you think that this is an endorsement of the police state? Is this an endorsement of the surveillance society?
Well, it doesn't say cameras. It's not
It
doesn't specifically. No, I think that that's a stretch, Ian.
But the article is titled Big Brother Eyes Make Us Act More Honestly.
I could see this going somewhere. I could really see this going somewhere where it could possibly affect the outcome.
Could a government official come out and say, well, according to this particular study, when people are being watched, they behave better, so let's put cameras up everywhere.
Well, this proves also that people work in their own self-interest, so let's get rid of government programs where people aren't, self-interested in doing their jobs. Let's get rid of government bureaucracies almost entirely, where people have no interest in doing their jobs.
Well, as I pointed out a few shows ago, I don't have an objection to cameras being around if it's on private property. It's your private property. You can put up all the cameras you want to. If I have a problem with it, I don't have to shop there. I don't have to patronize you. But it doesn't bother me at all because I know that Walmart can't use their cameras against me. They can't pick me out of a crowd as a suspect and arrest me because I happen to look like somebody else. So when government has cameras around, there's a real potential for abuse as compared to private organizations, which have any sort of, if there was a potential for abuse, which I don't think there is, it would be tempered by people being able to go somewhere else. So I just want to make it clear, I don't have a problem with cameras. It's just the government's use of cameras. And, of course, the government also spends way, way more than they have to on cameras and systems and that sort of thing. And it's just out of control.
They don't know how to properly buy these things. They just don't.
No. Well, they don't have to. There's not a requirement that they properly buy anything. They don't have... It's not their own money, so they can spend the money however they want to.
But don't they have a budget, Ian? Don't they have a budget that they have to work with?
They have a budget that they have to meet so they can get a bigger budget next year.
Okay. So it would be in their best interest to spend the least amount of money possible on the cameras, you would think.
Poppycock.
No. Not actually the case.
So, we have to have more money for this camera project. So they get their budget increased.
Yeah, so they'll spend all of the money this year.
It's like a business's budget.
No.
It's not.
They'll spend all of the money this year, and then they'll come back to the city council or whoever and say, look, we've got this camera project going on. We tapped out our budget last year on it. We're going to have double the budget this year. We've got to get more cameras. And that's how they do it.
I can see where they would do that. I still think that, as you said, though, that they do spend ridiculous amounts on it, and I can't understand why even private organizations, and of course, where they're buying these cameras from are benefiting in more ways than what we think they are. I mean, it's not just
the private organizations are benefiting from the government purchases, you mean?
Yes.
Sure. They mark them up two or three times as expensive as they normally sell them to government agencies. And you would, too. I know you work at a restaurant during the day.
Yes,
if you knew that a bunch of government people were coming in, you could raise the prices on your menu and charge double if you wanted to. They wouldn't care.
I don't see us doing that,
no,
but yeah, I
can.
I see your point with that. I do see your point, and it's quite possible that they could, but it is ridiculous the amount of money that they spend on surveillance or even just cameras just to watch people on the roads. I mean, as you know, here in Sarasota, we have cameras almost on every intersection, major intersection.
Yeah, and those, I don't know if it'd be interesting to see, but I don't think that has done anything to lessen the instances of red light running and that sort of thing.
I mean, don't see it.
Maybe after they've been given a ticket, they might become more aware of them, but I don't think a lot of people... I think people are sort of... Some people know the cameras are there, but they don't really necessarily know why they're there or what the point of them is. They might not actually realize. It might not hit home until a ticket arrives in the mail saying, you ran this red light yesterday. Or last
your week. Car ran this red light.
Yeah, your car. Someone in your car.
Someone in your vehicle.
And now
did.
You're responsible.
But, so you
which,
better pay for it.
That is kind of ridiculous, though, because if you think about it, I mean, if you loaned your car to someone, and technically the person driving the vehicle should be the one getting the ticket,
it's
not you.
It's totally ridiculous, as a matter of fact. We're jumping into the email box at this point. Mark, you've got something about immigration.
I do. This is from Tyler. I'm curious, I've edited this down, this is a rather long email.
Okay.
I'm curious as to whether the concept of the nation state has any place in your ideal libertarian world.
Not me, maybe you.
I do sort of believe in the idea of a nation state. It's obvious that as libertarians, your individual moral theories
You can't prove it exists, but you believe in it.
Oh, here we go.
There you go, whatever.
Oh, no.
It's obvious that as libertarians, your individual moral theories are deontological in nature, and as libertarian as well. I did a look up deontological because I had no idea
what that means.
Ethical theory concerned with duties and rights.
Okay, can you plug that into the sentence again so I can understand?
Well, it's obvious that as libertarians, your individual moral theories are concerned with duties and rights.
Uh-huh.
As libertarian. I don't know. Let's see. However, my objection to a borderless world is founded in utilitarianism instead of a more typical rights-based libertarian principle. Of course, utilitarianism is the explanation for everything. Any kind of tyranny is, that's what you...
What's the best for the most... Or, utilitarianism is where things are decided on what's best for most people.
Something like that, yeah.
So-called, at least according to whoever's deciding.
Right. And I think that even what works, I think, is what someone would think of as the most simple definition of utilitarianism.
Mm. Okay.
That's just what it would be. That's how it's named. Okay. In the interest of self-preservation, this nation must also control the number of these immigrants and to expect them to assimilate. The general theory is that because a foreign migrant is awash in a sea of natives, this person must adopt the culture and language of the people around him in order to best function in his new homeworld. Unfortunately, because of the massive influx of Hispanic immigrants, both legal and illegal, it is the native citizen who finds himself awash in a sea of immigrants.
Oh, boy, you poor thing. We're going to come back and explore this a little bit more. 800-259-9231. Immigration and the natives just unwillingness to change. We'll look at it. Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Bulletin board system awaits you with over 100 people interacting, over 120,000 posts there at bbs.freetalklive.com. Fun stuff, serious issues, you'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So back into the email about the immigrants. Just back up a couple sentences, Mark, and let's jump back into this here.
General theory is because a foreign migrant is awash in a sea of natives, this person must adopt the culture and language of the people around him in order to best function in his homeland.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, because of the massive influx of Hispanic immigrants, both legal and illegal, it is the native citizen who finds himself awash in a sea of immigrants in several regions of the country.
Boo effing who?
Well,
Hey, wait a minute.
Let's go. I want to go on with the email before I rebut some of these points.
Okay.
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 Personally, that as a result of immigration to native, as the ratio of immigrant to native continues to rapidly shift in the immigrant's favor, this native must either partially adopt the language and customs of the culture, cultural linguistic group that now dominates his homeland, or flee to an area of the country where less immigrants exist.
Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is occurring because the number of migrants of the Hispanic cultural linguistic group is so high that this guy's smarter than we are, by the way, that assimilation
that.
Is simply no longer demanded of them in many parts of the country. As a result, even second, third, and fourth generation immigrants often cannot speak English fluently if raised in these sequestered Hispanic communities, which become more and more pervasive each passing year. I'm not sure I agree with that particular statement.
Why not?
I don't see why you can't disagree with it.
It's these little communities, they're not very big. You can't go very far.
That's true.
Away from Calle Ocho in Miami and not be able to speak English.
Okay. But he's saying that if you live in that little community, then...
Second, third, fourth generation. I'm fourth generation, Ian.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it just doesn't...
Let's take his word for it.
What if they're not... Taking, you know, what if the kids aren't going to school? They're being homeschooled there in these little communities.
Yeah, you think that's happening?
Yeah, I could see where it would be.
Could be.
I mean, they might be immigrants, and they don't want to get their, you know, they can't get their children into a public school.
I'm taking his word for it. Let's move on.
Okay. A full two-thirds of Americans' annual population growth is the result of immigration, and only one-third being the result of reproduction.
Uh-huh.
If it is not immediately obvious why this constitutes a problem, then I'm obviously wasting my time.
Yes,
with this
you're
letter.
Wasting your time, because I don't see what the problem is.
Well, there is a problem, and I can address that. The reason that only one-third of the growth in America is birth is because we are so taxed to death that people feel they have to get money, you know, they have to have enough money in order to be able to have kids.
Really? People feel that way?
It seems
to me that most people accidentally have kids in America. I suppose there are some people that are planning on not having kids, like me. But it seems to me that most kids, at least the people in my age group, in my generation that have been knocked up, total accidents.
Well, the people in my generation are not having kids because... They cost too much. Each one of them costs as much as a fine Italian sports car.
I don't recommend it at all.
And the reason is because we don't make enough money because we're taxed to death. Half of our pay goes to the government. So in the world where we had open borders and our libertarian utopia, and he is addressing our libertarian utopia, our wages would be initially doubled. So people would feel freer to have more kids, as they once did.
But what if what he's saying still would be the case? Let's say that if even in this world where people are more free to have children, what if there are still far more Hispanic immigrants coming in? That's his scare story.
As I mentioned earlier, it is quite common for successive generations of Hispanic immigrants to feel no need to assimilate to the culture and language of the land. So this disproportionately...
It's really not that quite common. It's only common in those areas, those very small... Like 97% Hispanic areas that he's talking
Absolutely
about.
Absolutely true.
Anywhere else, second-generation immigrants are fluent in English and more likely to be entrepreneurs.
And those areas, people don't make as much money. So immigrants have the desire to move away
up and out. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
High number of new immigrants to new natives is not simply absorbed into the general population over time. So basically, you know, there's just so many immigrants that are not being absorbed. This fact, coupled with the fact that Hispanics typically have far higher birth rates than that of whites, so low their numbers are actually dropping, Asians only slightly higher than whites or blacks, relatively stable, means that Hispanic culture and language will rapidly come to dominate the culture and...
So what?
Language of...
Is he just a bigot? I understand he says he loves the show and everything, but so what if Hispanic culture and language, so-called, comes to dominate certain areas? China, when we were in Washington, D.C., there is a Chinatown area, okay? And when we went in to eat at one particular restaurant, there was a bit of a language barrier, wasn't there, Mark? I mean, we didn't exactly have the easiest time ordering our food in there. We managed to get it done. They took the money. We got the food, and it worked out okay. But there was no requirement for them to speak English to us.
But
we could have gone in there and they could have said, "Tum-tum-tum" to us, and we would have walked out.
Well, we would have pointed at the thing that we wanted on the wall.
Right.
Right. But as a business owner, Ian, you have to understand, how are you going to have to, if you're a business owner, are you going to have to then learn this second language? Are you going to have to learn to speak Spanish now just to deal with your customers because they can't speak English?
If you're living in an area where a majority of people speaks a different language from you, it would seem to be the smart thing to do.
It would be the smart thing. Yes, I can see that. But are you? What if you can't afford to hire someone? What if you're a small, family-owned, mom-and-pop business?
Too bad. I mean, look, it's just too bad. I mean, if you can't serve your customers, then tough.
Okay, well,
you need to pass a law to make your customers speak your language?
No, I don't think that a law is necessary.
About,
I don't think a law is necessary.
Well, you should scold them then.
I think that the appropriate thing to do, and I would somewhat agree, and people are going to look at me in a bad light for this, and I really don't care, but I think that if they come to this nation, that they should try to learn our language.
I agree.
Not always. No, they don't. I deal with it on a daily basis, Ian.
For the most part, they do, actually. According to the statistics, at least, mm-hmm. The second-generation immigrants are fluent in English, Melissa.
And, you know, he's right. There are little pockets.
I disagree with the statistics because I deal with it daily.
Little pockets of America that speak Spanish. Absolutely true. There's probably places in America that speak French, too, and, Hawaiian and that kind
maybe
of thing.
Maybe
Chinatown and a little Italy's. Yes, there are certainly
lots of
languages.
But, Hispanics are more common. We do live in the Western Hemisphere where the majority of people speak Spanish.
Okay.
I would like to go on. I'm actually skipping ahead to address something here because you mentioned it. Lastly, because you no doubt have decided now that I'm a white, racist, xenophobic, bigot, fascist, let me say that I am actually a biracial third-generation immigrant, my father being a white American, my mother a second-generation Vietnamese immigrant. No, I am not a xenophobe, and I am not opposed to immigration. I am simply opposed to an immigrant cultural linguistic group coming to dominate the native culture and language of any nation due to its own lack of foresight on immigration policy. So what he's trying to do is trying to preserve the culture of America against,
yes.
And he makes a great point.
He
the
does.
Culture of America is going to change.
It's always changing.
It's going to change.
And the idea that you can conserve it and keep it the way it is insanity.
The idea that you could stop the immigrants from coming in here
is also insane.
We are a nation made up of immigrants.
Does he suggest a solution? I mean, he's got a perceived problem here that he's outlined fairly well, but does he actually have a solution?
Let me go on with the problem.
All right, 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on the immigration situation here in America, or whatever you want to bring up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231, though we are talking immigration at the moment. 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. An entire year's worth of the show awaits you on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And it's Ian here with you, by the way.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
So I hear a slight echo. I don't know what that means. I don't know if there's a phone potted up somewhere, board off. Take a look into that. So we're talking about an email that you got, Mark, from a listener in regards to immigration. And he's concerned because, as the way he sees it, there's a bunch of people coming into the country, and they're coming in at a faster clip than the people within the country are reproducing. So he's afraid that there's going to be just a huge influx of Hispanicness.
Hispanic culture and language will rapidly come to dominate the culture and language of the native citizens, and America will gradually lose its own ethnic, cultural, and linguistic identity and come instead to resemble the countries of origins for these many Hispanic immigrants. Not that there's, certainly Mexico has some cultural heritage, but there's a lot of differences in some of these countries. These aren't just Mexicans. There's Hondurans,
sure,
and Nicaraguans that are coming in.
When he says we are going to come to resemble those countries, what is that supposed to mean? When he says that, does that mean that there are going to be Hispanics living here, or that we're going to be socialists? Wait, we're already socialist in America. So, I mean, is that what he's concerned about? Is it the people or the policies that he's concerned with?
Before you say that the two-third number isn't fair, as most immigrants do not originate from Hispanic nations, recent census surveys have found that, in fact, they do. This ratio would not constitute a problem if many cultural linguistic groups were represented equally throughout the overall immigrant population,
because all immigrants
are of such diverse backgrounds.
Which is why he supports restrictions on the amount of number of people that can come here.
From Mexico. pretty much specifically.
I see.
Because all immigrants are, for some such diverse backgrounds, they must all still adopt common culture and language to function amongst themselves. Because, but because Hispanics constitute a majority of the immigrant population, they feel less and less pressure to assimilate as their cultural linguistic group represents a larger and larger portion of the overall American population.
You know, Americans are so lazy, Mark. We read a story about Hong Kong, not maybe about a year or two ago on the show, and what was just amazing, reading the story about the low-level employees in Hong Kong. And when I say low-level, I mean the jobs that here in America, any schmo can do, right? Working in food service, for instance. No slight against you, Melissa.
That's okay.
But, I mean, you know, I mean, the people that work for you are pretty much a bunch of schmoes, for the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
And could you imagine that if you imagine hiring someone, Melissa, and asking them how many languages they speak?
Which is actually a question that we do ask in some of our interviews.
Right, but imagine not hiring anyone who speaks less than three.
Yeah, that'd be kind of difficult.
How many people can you find like that in America?
That would be really difficult. We would have no staff.
Less than 1%.
Hong Kong, the people working at restaurants, the servers, speak 3, 4, 5, 6 languages fluently.
Now, why? Isn't that because they are taught that in school?
No. They come there, and when they come there for work, they find out that to compete, they have to know these languages. Because Hong Kong is such an international city. It's
this
got people from coming from all over the place speaking their native languages, and they have to have a service. The service industry has to be as compatible as possible with that. So being a server in Hong Kong is so much more difficult than it is here in America.
I would say that's true.
And that's a good thing. It makes you more valuable to know these extra languages, to be that that more flexible.
But I think you would have menus with more pictures on them.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Because, I mean, how many menus are you going to have in how many different languages?
That way, it would be tough. I mean, Hong Kong really does have so many people coming from so many different places.
Sure. And I'm using that as an extreme example.
Right.
However, what I'm pointing out here is that even the servers in Hong Kong are willing to take the time that it takes to learn these languages just so they can have a job.
I don't think you're making it. I've learned another language, Ian.
Uh-huh.
And for an adult to learn a language is an arduous task.
They've managed to do it in Hong Kong. All I'm saying is they can do it if they need to.
I think Melissa's right that it's much more of a diverse area where they're taught different languages in schools. There is not the emphasis for it here in America. There will be. You can believe that.
I can honestly say I have people that work for me that are from Russia, and they were taught in school 6 different languages that they speak, and they were taught that in school. It was something that they had to learn. It wasn't an elective.
The way I understood it from the article that I read was this: the woman that they had interviewed at the restaurant wasn't raised in Hong Kong. She moved there and had to learn languages in order to get a job.
And I can see that happening.
I can't see how that's done.
Well, that's because you've never been put into the position where it's necessary to be done. If that's what you've got to do to earn a living, to get a paycheck, to put food in your mouth,
but
I, unlike yourself,
have learned a foreign language, like really, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it ain't easy, buddy.
It is difficult. I myself am trying to learn a different language.
Not even close to easy. It's not in the same zip code as easy. As a matter of fact, it's damn hard.
But wait a minute.
Now you're sounding like this same whiner on the email.
I'm simply telling you the facts.
I can't learn another language.
I'm telling you how it is.
I just want to speak English my whole life.
Okay, but wait a minute.
Ian, what if I told you have to run a 4-minute mile in order to be employed? Can you do it?
That is physically impossible.
Tomorrow? It is
physically
not.
Impossible.
No, I think the 4-minute mile.
A 4-minute mile?
I think it can be done.
Pardon my ignorance. Whatever the minute mile that is the
6 minutes, tough enough.
Okay, then let's call it
a 6-minute
mile.
Okay, let's say 5-minute
mile. Whatever it is that's really, really difficult to do, and you couldn't do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I want to be able to speak in Portuguese. I might be able to muddle my way through. But I want to be able to speak Czech by the end of next month. No.
Yeah, I understand. It's not going to be a quick
process.
I'm going
to starve to death before I learn Czech.
Okay, fine, Mark. You don't have to convince me that learning a language is difficult. I understand that. But I'm just sick into... I just brought that up to point out that it is possible that people are doing it that aren't living here in this country. And I'm so sick and tired of people in America saying, boo-hoo, we can't learn another language. All of you coming here should have to learn our language. Oh, you know, what's that? 97% of the people that live in my town are Hispanic? Well, all 97% of you should learn my language.
Why
that
should
is,
I
that's
have
That's such
to...
hubris, and it's outrageous to me.
But my point in this whole matter, Ian, is if I'm living in that community, and then all of a sudden these immigrants start moving into the community, and the next thing you know, there's an influx of this Hispanic these Hispanics in my community,
right.
And now they've actually taken over the community, and there's more of them than there are of us. Why should I have to now either move or learn their language in order to make my business work?
Why would you have to use a car if you had a horse at one time? I always rode horses before.
I see your point. I do see your point.
Life's changed.
Freedom's tough, Melissa. You have to make tough choices in a free world. And if the majority, if a huge number of people comes into your town that speaks a different language from you, you've got a choice to make. Either you choose to stay where you are and learn it, or stay where you are and not learn it and then be totally useless, or move away.
But
it's
I wasn't totally useless before, and I understand that times change, and I see your point on that. But my point is,
I had the fastest horse in town at one point.
I don't feel that. I mean, I feel like they should also assist me in helping by helping to learn our language as well.
They will. When you come to them and try to speak their language, they might make corrections when you're wrong. Let's go to the phones and talk to Bill in Virginia on the Amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark.
Hi, I'm just really kind of, you know, astonished that, you know, there are certain people that are sort of, you know, associated with this show that just want everybody to be like them. You know, if I move into your state or I move into your country, I should be just like you. I should adopt your culture. I should adopt your language. I should eat the foods that you eat and dress the way that you do and listen to the kind of music that you like and only read the kind of books that you approve of. I should adhere to your philosophy. I should like the kind of art that you like. I should only live in buildings that have the kind of architecture that, you know, you find suitable.
Bill, I'm not sure where exactly you're getting that from, because that's nothing that I said. What I specifically said is that I feel like
it's very related to the kind of thinking that is prevalent, and all I'm saying is that
it's completely unrelated.
I want you guys to go out of here
in
a moment. Hang on, Bill. We're going to come back to you. Hang on. We'll give Melissa a chance to rebut and let them go at each other's throats here. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking immigration. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans, that's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. We're talking immigration, but you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark. And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Shop with us. We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. They are the world's largest internet retailer, and if you're looking for a product, odds are pretty good they've got it. I mean, everything from large electronics to small electronics, books, DVDs, office products, accessories, clothing, it's all there. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com to start your shopping experience, because if you enter through our website, we'll get a percentage of anything that you buy. The prices are still the same great prices, still the same great free Super Saver shipping deals. It's just the entry point that changes. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com to do all of your online shopping, get it delivered to your door, and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. What could be better? Amazon.freetalklive.com. We go back to Bill in Virginia. Oh, I guess we're not going back to Bill. Well, Bill was calling you out, Melissa, suggesting that you were getting on the air saying that everybody should be just like you.
Not at all. I did not say those words, and it really amazes me. I'm shocked at the fact that someone would be opposed to a talk show where we actually have people call in and express their viewpoints, and they would be opposed to having even a co-host on the show who might have a different viewpoint from the main host of the show as far in regards to what we happen to be speaking about. I thought that was the purpose of the show. And simply what I was trying to say was I deal with this on a daily basis. I have people, I work in the restaurant business. Mm-hmm. I have people that come in daily who cannot speak English, and they expect us to be able to speak their language.
Well,
and
I don't know if they expect you. They hope to eat.
Yes, they
That's
do
all.
Hope to eat. And,
are you talking
and
about people looking for jobs or people looking to buy food?
I'm talking about both.
Okay.
Okay? And I have, there are certain circumstances where, yes, I do have Hispanic people that work for me that speak Spanish, but at times they may be off work that particular day, and there is a language barrier there. It is difficult.
I say that's tough cookies for anybody who walks into your restaurant. who wants to order food and who can't order food because they don't speak the language.
It is. It's a very difficult thing to deal with, and we get through.
And I don't think that here on Free Talk Live we have advocated for it. I think that your restaurant will sell more hamburgers if employees do speak Spanish, and if you have a Spanish-speaking employee on duty at all times to handle these situations. But
I don't think the restaurant has the obligation
to speak English.
No.
I can tell you.
Yeah, you could walk in and everyone could be speaking Czech.
They could very well.
Well, a perfect example as to when
you
walked
into
the Czech
food, that's where I'll go.
You don't hold a hamburger?
I mean, I'm not going there for steak and potatoes. Czech.
I think Bill really blew out of proportion what I was trying to say, and I have no problem with them eating what they want to eat, going where they want to go, shopping where they want to shop. The only thing that I'm stating is that if in order to survive in this country, there are specific times when you have to be able to speak the language or you have to have a translator there to do it for you. And okay. I don't feel that that should be my responsibility to hire a translator to make the sale.
It's not. You don't have to.
I agree.
You can have a staff without a translator, and then if I'm operating a burger joint down the street, I hire the translator, I get all that business. So
that's
thanks
right.
very much. 800-259-9231, let's go to Steve in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Howdy, guys.
Hey, what's up,
Steve?
Hey, lady.
How you doing, Steve?
Very well, Melissa. You know, I'm a chef in the industry, and, this whole thing with the language barrier, it can be overcome. You know, if nobody speaks a certain language at that place of business, they will go somewhere else, or they will learn the language.
Exactly.
I agree.
Those are market forces at work.
What's that?
Those are, what you just described, are market forces at work.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You guys answered my question that I was calling about, so it don't matter.
Oh, well, great. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Bill in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Bill.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing all right, thanks.
Everyone's taking time out to say hi specifically to Melissa. It's okay. What's on your mind, Bill?
Wanted to play devil's advocate.
Please.
How many people can move into America before it's not America anymore?
America's a place on the map. It would still be America, right?
Well, what if a million communists moved to New Hampshire and actively wanted to ban free speech?
Well, the communists are already here in America all over the place. If the commies want to come up to New Hampshire and fight against a bunch of libertarians, then good luck to them, because we'll win and they'll lose.
Well, if there's a million of them, they can outvote you.
And there's you're sort of saying, and they absolutely would be. At that point, there would be, you know, it's an issue that they would have, that we would have to confront as libertarians. But you're sort of putting them on, like, commies and libertarians. They're on opposite sides. I don't think that whites and Latinos necessarily are.
Well, at a certain point, though, if you allow just anybody to come in, what was once a free country could no longer be a free country.
Bill, we're already not a free country now.
Well, I realize that, but
it's not the Hispanics that are contributing directly towards this becoming it's not any more of them than anyone else contributing to us being less of a free country.
I don't have a problem with any particular culture coming in as long as they want to come here and live as free people.
What if they
don't want to be free?
From what I've experienced, Bill, and I haven't met every immigrant, but I've met some of them, from what I've experienced, these are people that are coming here to enjoy the freedoms that we have, to utilize those freedoms in regards to the opportunities that are presented to them to make a better life for themselves. I just don't see these people being radical socialists coming here to infiltrate. That job's already been done.
Oh, but Ian, don't forget about terrorists.
I've seen pictures of people who are doing exactly that.
What are you talking about?
Well, they want to come here and kick us out.
Like Azadlan? Right. And
right.
I understand.
So, but there are some white people that would like to kick all the black people out in this country. They're here too.
I mean, do we really want to let foreigners into our country who have the express intent of taking over?
Sir, that's an interesting question, but the most interesting question is, how are you going to prevent it?
Well, just enforce the border.
Well,
therein lies the rub, sir.
Here's the problem. If you enforce the border, then you have the whole police state thing cracking down. And you really, really do. It's going
to
happen.
Well, if the police were actually doing what they were supposed to do, let's say in theory that they did that.
Well, it's a wild conjecture that you're pointing out, because they're bureaucrats. There's no real reason for them to do what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, maybe they could come up with some incentive.
But, dude, if they do what they're supposed to do, at least what they're proposing and what they're talking about doing, is invading all of our privacy, invading our freedoms in the name of keeping this country clean of illegal immigrants. And I personally don't want to give up my freedoms in order to have a country that's free of illegals.
Well, I agree. There's a catch-22 there, but I think keeping them out in the first place would be a better option than trying to get them out once they're already here.
You must not understand prohibition too well. If you tell people they can't come in here, it just makes it more expensive and difficult for them. They just have to sign an agreement with a coyote, with the Mexican mafia, in order to smuggle them over the border via underground tunnels or in the back of a truck.
Chinese get here. Chinese. They've got the Pacific Ocean. That's worse than any fence you're going to build.
Well, I don't think encouraging the problem is going to help anything.
Well, what's the encouragement?
Well, what about disease? Are we just going to let anybody come in?
Where's the disease at, man? They are coming
in. Well, I've heard that leprosy is skyrocketing.
Yeah, we heard that
too, and there's no evidence.
We looked it up, and it's crap. It's BS.
Okay, well, I've investigated it.
Yeah, we investigated it. Because it's just garbage. It's just a bunch of xenophobes out there lying through their teeth to get people scared of brown people. That's what's going on. And I feel sorry for those, what if they were all
white communists? I mean, they don't have to be brown people.
Well, the problem with a white communist is you can't identify them.
Well, see, when they all start voting to put in a dictator, I mean, I mean, at a certain point, you know, like I said, when does it stop being America?
It has stopped being America already, sir.
Well, I agree with you on that.
So why are we going around in circles at this point?
Well, I'm just saying that ideally we should probably try to encourage people that believe in liberty to live here and maybe encourage the ones that don't believe.
I totally agree with you. Encouragement is one thing. Forcing people to do things is another. And if you want to encourage people to come here in search of liberty, the best way to do it is to actually have liberty here in the first place so we can be a beacon of freedom once again to the rest of the world so that people around the world know that America is once again a free country and anybody who can make it here can have a free life for themselves. That's what America used to be. That's the way it should be again. But by cracking down on border security, that's not going to send a message to the world that America's a free country at all.
Well, I don't think we need to worry about sending a message to the rest of the world. They've pretty much gotten the message.
Well, okay, I have a question for you, Bill, because you live in Texas, and I'm sure you're familiar with the Minutemen because of the area that you live in. Have you heard of them?
I've heard about them.
Okay.
I'm on the far other side of Texas from them, but...
Okay, my point is these Minutemen, they are a private group of citizens who decide, who take it upon themselves to go watch the borders and actually call the Border Patrol and tell them when people are crossing over into the borders illegally. And that is something that is going to happen no matter what we do. Whether we tighten security on the borders or not, there are still going to be private citizens who are feeling it is part of their responsibility to call
it. If it's your private property and you want to defend it, then I have no problem with that. But calling the Border Patrol is not going to do anything. In fact, I got a story about the Border Patrol coming up. Thanks for the call, Bill. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
If you're looking...